With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Alabama Supreme Court's recent decision defining frozen embryos as children is having an effect on in vitro fertilization organizations in the state. Some are stopping treatments altogether. But Dr. Brett Davenport with the Fertility Institute of North Alabama says the court ruling will have little impact on his practice and his patients.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all of these patients with upcoming cycles, just so they can understand what just happened and have an opportunity in light of this new information to make different decisions on how many embryos they want fertilized, how many embryos they want frozen.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump spoke to the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention last night in Nashville, Tennessee. President Trump says our nation needs religious broadcasters now more than ever.
Your institution was formed to give voice to an army of preachers and ministers and faith leaders who fought every day to strengthen America with the good news of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ. Today we are in another struggle for survival of our nation. I believe it's the most dangerous point in the history of our country because of the power of the weaponry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he does not want to be former President Trump's running mate. The former GOP presidential candidate said that he's looking at other options and has not ruled out a 2028 presidential bid. Toyota recalling about 280,000 pickups and SUVs in the U.S. The recall is to fix a transmission problem that can allow the vehicles to creep forward when in neutral. It covers certain Toyota Tundras pickups, Lexus LX600 SUVs from the 2022 through 2024 model years. This is SRN News. Public schools in Utah are hiding gender transitions from parents.
The group Parents Defending Education has obtained training manuals that instruct teachers not to notify mom and dad if their child is living as the opposite sex in the classroom, unless the teacher decides there is a, quote, serious threat to the well-being of a student that parents should know about. The manual also orders teachers to use children's preferred pronouns, adding that kids have a right to privacy when it comes to their so-called gender identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention's top administrative body has ousted four congregations. One church violated SBC policy by having a woman as a senior minister. Two others were accused of going against the denomination's sexual abuse policies. The fourth congregation was removed for its lack of financial participation. These are the latest in a series of expulsions in recent years. The churches are located in Kentucky, North Carolina, and South Carolina. This is SRN News. A chip maker's boon after delivering another blowout quarter sent stocks to record highs on Thursday. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
NVIDIA's stock price surged after delivering another blowout quarter, setting off a rally in other technology companies that carried Wall Street to another record high. The chipmaker, a central player in the boom surrounding artificial intelligence, reported scorching demand for its semiconductors. The S&P 500 rose 2.1% Thursday, reaching another all-time high. The NASDAQ composite added 3%. The Dow, which has a smaller weighting in tech stocks, rose 1.2%, marking its first close above.
Bites happened between October 2022 and July of 2023 when senior agents said that they had to change their tactics, advising agents to give lots of room to the animal. More at SRNnews.com.